Hello everyone, welcome back to A Cup of English. Thank you for joining me today. You'll be hearing a podcast, and at the end I will go over a few grammar notes. The name of today's podcast is 50 Words for Snow. Chelan is a town here in Washington State that is famous for its huge lake. It's a 45-minute drive from where we live, and about 500 feet higher. To get to Chelan, we travel right along the Columbia River, and then wind up through some steep hills, before dropping down towards the lake. Many of these hills are wild, and still covered in snow. Last weekend, I went up with my husband to one of these places, called Bear Mountain. As my husband is a hunter, he wanted to put out some apples and salt blocks for the deer. So we loaded up our little four-wheeler and headed up a dirt track. I drove while my husband looked around for deer, but for a while there was no sign of them. What we did see was lots and lots of snow. It was like a Christmas scene from a chocolate box. We found the group of trees where we needed to dump the apples and salt, and headed back. Well, that was the plan. We tried to head back. What we hadn't realized was that we had parked in deep snow. We were stuck. We tried reversing. That didn't work. We tried going to the left, and we tried going to the right. We pushed and we pulled. By now, my husband was using some interesting words for the snow. So we sat and thought about our situation. I looked around for a solution. The snow was so soft and deep, and underneath, near the ground, it was compact and icy. The wheels just kept on slipping. What were we going to do? "That's it," I said. "Let's put twigs under the wheels." There were large dry bushes all around near the trees. So we snapped lots of twigs and stuffed them under the wheels. It worked. The wheels turned without slipping, and we were able to get out of our deep white trap. We drove back, slipping here and there and getting sucked into deep patches of snow, but we managed to get back to our truck. As we left, the sun came out and the snow shone brightly. I remembered hearing that the Eskimos have 50 words for snow. I'm not sure if that's true, but I certainly heard about 10 to 15 unusual words from my husband about it on our trip. As we came down the mountain, we laughed about getting stuck, and both decided that the only word we needed for the snow, at that point, was magnificent. Okay, just three things to look up here. They're quite useful, really. The first one, number one, is to load up. I suppose you've noticed in English a little preposition, up. We use it a lot after a verb, to go along with a verb. It gives a little sense. Sometimes you don't have to use it. In this particular case, to load up, you don't have to use it. So first of all, it's a verb that we use that means to put or pack items onto a vehicle, or perhaps in a box. It's a general verb that can be used with many products. If you are loading up food or furniture, soil or any kind of supplies, perhaps even rocks for your back garden. We use it figuratively as well, especially when we talk about eating. And you'll see that in the examples. And remember, you can often just miss out the word up. The word up, you might be asking yourselves, is used to give the verb a sense of completeness and to give the action a sense of fullness. A. We loaded up the truck with soil for our back garden project. We loaded up the truck with soil for our back garden project. So here I could have said we loaded the truck with soil for our back garden project. The up really just gives a sense that we completed the task, the truck was fully loaded, and mission accomplished. B. You can load up your plate with food. We have plenty. You can load up your plate with food. We have plenty. C. We loaded our car with our neighbor's boxes to help him move to his new house. We loaded our car with our neighbor's boxes to help him move to his new house. Number two, to dump. To dump. Well, there is a noun, the dump, and that's often used as a place where you take garbage or rubbish, the rubbish dump or the dump, a place where you discard items. And of course, the verb to dump is along the same meaning. It means a few things, though. It does mean to throw away or to discard. We also use it as to unload, to unload. And also, it's a way to express a relationship finishing or to finish a relationship. A. Just dump that old bicycle. It's broken, so get rid of it. Just dump that old bicycle. It's broken, so get rid of it. B. We drove the truck full of soil to the back garden and dumped the soil. We drove the truck full of soil to the back garden and dumped the soil. In this example, you're saying that you emptied the contents of the truck. You either tipped the truck so the soil would fall out onto the ground, or perhaps you used shovels and you just emptied the truck of the soil. C. She dumped her boyfriend after only 1 week. She dumped her boyfriend after only 1 week. Now, this is quite colloquial, is quite casual to talk about somebody dumping someone else. It's very informal and it's a bit harsh, really. And finally, number three. Towards the end of the podcast, one of my sentences said, "We snapped lots of twigs." Now, the reason I've included that is for 2 points. First of all, the verb to snap. To snap really means to break. It's a wonderful verb because it sounds like breaking wood, like a thin piece of wood that's breaking. That sound is snap. And so it's a verb. The verb to snap is to break something and to create that noise. Now, what we're breaking here in the podcast are twigs. Twigs are little branches that you can find on trees and bushes. So it's really perfect to use the verb to snap with the noun twig. A. I snapped my fingers and my dog stopped running and sat down. I snapped my fingers and my dog stopped running and sat down. Now, here I don't mean that I broke my fingers. It means that I made the noise like this. That's snapping your fingers. So here the verb to snap is used figuratively and it's really about the noise. I snapped my fingers. B. I snapped off the extra twigs from the bottom of the tree. I snapped off the extra twigs from the bottom of the tree. C. He fell off the roof and snapped his wrist. He fell off the roof and snapped his wrist. That sounds painful because you can imagine a person breaking his wrist and there's the noise of the bone snapping. So the verb to snap is very effective. Well, thank you everyone for listening to my podcast. If you have any questions or comments or requests, please feel free to email me at acupofenglish@hotmail.com and I'll try to get back to you as soon as possible. Remember, you can follow me on my Facebook page called Anna from A Cup of English. And if you're interested in a simple, silly read of a free ebook, you can click on the link on my blog and read The Golden Whisper. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.